Alora Fergus today asked candidates in the upcoming municipal election to tell us a little bit about themselves and their platform. Name: Diane Ballantyne. Occupation: secondary school teacher. How long have you lived in Centre Wellington?
I have lived in Centre Wellington for 24 years and have resided in Wellington County for 30 years.
Do you reside in the ward you are running in?
Readers may not realize that it is not required to live in the ward where you run, as wards are fairly small boundaries, unlike ridings in a provincial or federal election.
I have worked in County Ward 6, Town Ward 4, for more than 20 years, at Centre Wellington District High School.
I live in County Ward 5, Town Ward 3.
Why are you running in this election?
I am running because I want to continue serving my community.
Strong voices are needed around the council table to ensure we find the best solutions to today's pressing challenges.
It is also important that our policies and tax dollars are used to serve the most people.
Some of my accomplishments from last term include removing single-use plastic water bottles from the chamber, introducing the Green Bin program, which has successfully diverted over 50% of household waste, thereby reducing greenhouse gases and lengthening the life of our landfills, saving the planet and our pocketbook, and supporting the lowest back-to-back tax increases in a generation.
While not large enough to fund a public transit system without significant support from the provincial and federal governments, the county did introduce the Ridewell Shared Ride Service, helping residents move around the county, including the city of Guelph.
As a member of the Information, Heritage and Seniors Committee, we have supported the continued evolution of the Wellington Place campus with enhanced trails, a children's playground and an Indigenous gathering circle underway.
There is more work to be done, and I would be honored to represent Ward 6 for another term.
What qualifies you to represent your ward?
Aside from currently serving as the county councillor for Ward 6, one of the most important qualifications is to care deeply about the community.
That is why I ran in 2018.
But caring alone is not enough.
An effective representative must demonstrate ongoing and effective community leadership, have an ability to see solutions to ongoing issues and work effectively with others to bring about change.
I have demonstrated these attributes through various efforts noted in the previous question, as well as founding the CW Community Dinner Project, creating Renegade Rainbows, co-organizing the Hate Has No Home Here sign campaign, and establishing the Every Child Matters Memorial on the Wellington County Museum grounds.
Over the years, I have developed a wide range of skills from my various roles in Centre Wellington: teacher, community organizer, Wellington County, United Way Board, county councillor, and at the provincial level, College of Nurses of Ontario Committee, Ontario College of Teachers Council.
Additionally, I was a member of the first cohort to complete the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Climate Leadership for Elected Officials course.
I possess the courage, collaboration and communication skills to continue to effectively represent the residents of County Ward 6.
Why should people vote for you?
Residents should re-elect me because I work hard on their behalf.
I have helped to expand services and improve infrastructure while keeping tax increases to a minimum.
I have shown commitment to the community for decades, as well as demonstrated my ability to effect change at the county level.
We have environmental stewardship in the county's first strategic plan because I raised the importance of this issue.
We have also implemented 2 community safety zones in Ward 6.
As a result of continuing to bring forth motions on the importance of land acknowledgements, the county now has an Indigenous Advisory Committee, and we have dedicated a portion of the museum grounds for an Indigenous-led gathering circle project.
Most recently, many may have read about the Hospice Wellington project.
It was through my committee that 2 acres were granted in support of this incredibly important project.
I am deeply dedicated to providing effective, efficient and inclusive services for residents to access.
I hope that the residents of Ward 6 will support my return to Wellington County Council, so I may continue working to bring them the excellent services they deserve now and into the future.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward?
Often, the issues that residents are most concerned about are not ones that can be addressed by the county level of government directly.
The main issues facing residents are rising inflation, housing affordability, access to good-paying jobs, food security and sovereignty, a struggling healthcare system, improved internet access, and the impacts of climate change.
These are all incredibly important issues but cannot be solved only at the county level, as most need significant policy and financial support from the provincial and federal governments. Ward 6 is growing, and what that growth looks like is very important. CW Town Council is the key to what shape development takes: size, shape, percent of attainable units, etc. Within the realm of what the county council is responsible for, residents expect the Wellington Terrace long-term care home to provide excellent care. They want safe major roads for pedestrians, bikes and cars, along with effective snow removal and to ensure their garbage is picked up on time. They want to know that our services are accessible to all without discrimination, that their representatives are listening and responding to their concerns, and that we are doing all we can to mitigate climate change. In short, they want excellent service for their tax dollars. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Centre Wellington on a broader scale? As noted previously, the rising cost of living, housing affordability, is impacting all of us, regardless of our life stage. Given all that we are hearing in the news, access to high-quality, timely healthcare weighs on our minds as well. With the pandemic, the need for consistent, reliable high-speed internet has never been clearer. The global effects of climate change and how to best ensure community resiliency is an ongoing and growing challenge. These are large, complex issues that require engaged and informed local leaders to work with their provincial and federal counterparts, collaborating to support the best services possible. My voice is both an effective as well as a collaborative one around the table, ensuring the current and future needs of Wellington County residents are heard and advocated for. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Centre Wellington? What I would like to see is not exactly a change, but a refocusing on what healthy growth looks like. Well-managed growth, with effectively regulated design, can create complete communities. This focus will ensure a mix of housing for all budgets and life stages, encourages active transportation, reduces traffic and cuts greenhouse gas emissions. Continued actions to address climate change are also essential. At the county level, we have been working tirelessly to ensure we are mitigating climate change. In 2021 alone, thousands of tons of organic waste was diverted from landfill because of the Green Bin program, resulting in a reduction of 2,928 tons of equivalent carbon dioxide. The expanded leaf and yard waste services also diverted a total of 1,705 tons of material from landfill. Centre Wellington is a wonderful place to live, but we can always strive to be even better. What services need to be improved in Centre Wellington? Internet access must be improved for residents, particularly those in the rural areas. Public transportation has to be part of the broader, long-term conversation. Increased access to high-quality, affordable childcare is also a pressing need. Improving and expanding these services requires effective advocacy to the provincial and federal governments. Is Centre Wellington growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? Centre Wellington is growing as the provincial government dictates. What we can control is how the growth is managed and what it looks like. I am most concerned about sprawl, which creates car-dependent communities and destroys precious farmland. Having town council remove exclusionary zoning, rules saying you cannot remodel your large home into a duplex or triplex or you must have a certain setback, etc., will spur construction to create smaller, more affordable units close to downtown areas. This policy can create housing more quickly, essential for families, seniors and businesses needing employees, create walkable, bikeable communities and protect our farmland, which is a win-win-win. What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing? There are numerous things that can be done about the rising costs of housing. While many of those levers are not within a local government's control, and it is the township, not the county, that dictates the types of housing and development layouts, one action that could be done easily and quickly is to amend the zoning in targeted areas. CW Town Council could increase density, no sprawl, to permit smaller dwellings, i.e. tiny homes, etc., as well as ensure residents in certain areas are able to remodel existing housing stock to provide rapid, additional units, tri or quadplex, on the same footprint, all without creating sprawl. This is a quicker and more economical way to increase affordable units than new builds, which also have a role to play, but will take time. Do you support building a new $27 million operation center? That is not a simple yes or no question for me, as there is not enough information to make an informed decision. It is currently unclear what savings it might provide or the missing need it might fill. I do not know the impact it would have on the existing infrastructure in Guelph. On the one hand, it may seem to make some sense as Centre Wellington is the largest population centre geographically located in the middle of the county. However, if it means the majority of county staff then have to commute from Guelph and further afield, that creates an environmental impact that is not yet clear. I expect this discussion to continue in the next term of council. How do we make Centre Wellington an even better place to live? Livable, walkable, complete communities are part of what makes somewhere a great place to live. As a county councillor, I have been part of the County Road 18 reconstruction, which will widen shoulders for walking, biking, and better connect Fergus and Elora. I have also advocated the development of community safety zones in Ward 6, Elora, and Fergus. The work must continue to ensure we have a healthy, active community for all ages and stages. As much of what impacts our day-to-day lives is dictated by our town council, I hope that a new town council embraces and supports active transportation, heritage protection, and thoughtful growth. The county's economic development department is working hard to attract employers to the area, and the town council can continue to work on this file, ensuring Centre Wellington does not become a bedroom community, but rather it continues to evolve into a vibrant, connected, community-focused place to live, work, and play. Any link to an election website or social media account, Instagram, at BalantineckW, Twitter, at BalantineckW, Facebook, Diane Ballantyne, County Councillor, link, https://www.facebook.com/ballantineku/website:/www.dianeballantyne.ca